פריטי שור.
פריטי שלום. חשוב מאוד לזכור בכל רגע. It's very important to remember every moment. לכל קיום הדברים הכתובים בספר הזה, והיסוד לכל קיום הדברים הכתובים בספר הזה, the basic idea for fulfilling all the things which are written in this book, which is called Briti Shalom, is written in Torah Nun Bed, Torah 52, in Likutei Moharan. You could all take Likutei Moharan. They have it in English, I think, also. And in Torah 52, and you can see exactly what Rav Arush is meaning, and we'll try to say a little bit over here. Over there, Rabbeinu teaches us an awesome thing. That until Rabbeinu wrote this, no one spoke about this in such a clear way. No doubt. Rabbeinu melamed otanu b'torah hazo, Rabbeinu teaches us in this Torah, שעל ידי תפילה האדם יכול לבטל את כל התאוות לגמרי. Through prayer, one can nullify all of his lusts. Completely nullify. Nullify. I don't know what that means yet.
We came at the tikkun
of the...
Every lust.
Every lust he has. He gets angry.
Food.
Or he likes food. Or he likes to sleep.
Chocolate.
Whatever it is.
It's everything for me. I do like chocolate.
I like chocolate too. Okay, besides that, no one tells us anything.
I prefer a faster metabolism. Remember that one?
Oh, that's
if
very...
If I stay skinny, then I'll be able to be very skinny. And, you know, I faster with that, you know?
All you have to do is climb the stairs up and down.
I know, there's 100 stairs here.
וזה לשונו שם. This is Rabbeinu says, we're learning that Likutei Moharan, the zchut of learning Likutei Moharan, the holy book Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu says like this. I'm reading the words of Rabbeinu, I'll translate. כי על ידי שמתבודד ומפרש שיחתו בינו לבין קונו. Because through this, that a person מתבודד. He secludes himself?
Secludes himself.
Puts himself alone. ומפרש שיחתו לבין קונו, and he explicitly speaks clearly everything between him and his maker. על ידי זה הוא זוכה לבטל כל התאוות והמידות רעות. Through this he merits and nullifies all the lusts and bad midos characteristics that he has. So like usually in the Jewish world until today, until Rabbeinu came, they said you have to fight your taivas and fight till 120. And Rabbeinu says, you fight till you nullify them. Until he merits to nullify all of his being, all of his physical being.
He doesn't fight.
He's praying about them.
You talk about them, but you don't fight them.
You talk to him.
Yeah.
Klomar, Rav Arush says, לא כמו שיש חושבים שאדם צריך להילחם בתאוות גבר עליהם כל ימי חייו. Not like there are those which think that a man needs to fight his lust in all of his life to overcome. But he has no opportunity, there's no way of nullifying them completely. אין זה נכון כלל. It's not true at all. Rather, there's an ability for every human being, every man, to nullify all of his taivas and all of his bad characteristics completely, until he will have no fight with this lo yetzer hara, which is in no test with any lust.
Wow.
And after one nullifies this lo yetzer hara, which is the physical yetzer hara, lust for physical things, then he needs to fight. He needs to overcome, not fight, overcome. Overcome this spiritual yetzer hara, which is called... There's a holy malach, which is called malach, which is called the yetzer hara. There's a holy malach, which is called... What we fight, we're not fighting the yetzer hara, we're fighting the derivatives which come from the yetzer hara, which is lust for physical things. It really is shtuyot. Rabbeinu says in a different Torah, it's shtuyot. The lust that we it's not much shtuyot.
Serious nonsense.
Who says that?
Rabbeinu says, Rabbi Nachman, in Likutei Moharan. But really, after one nullifies all the shtuyot that he gets, then... The Yetzer HaRa comes himself and fights him. I'm sure that Abdallah, like, for sure, he fights all the time, the Yetzirah itself.
But doesn't Hashem put the Yetzirah down there for you?
Of course. That's what Hashem wants you to do. He puts you there in order for you to overcome him.
He's overcome most of the Yetzirah, for sure.
And afterwards, it becomes all good. Like Rabbeinu, here, he brings the Torah. I'm bet, I lived this for a long time also. Torah 72, Torah Chesed, because the 72 is you have the Chesed. Rabbeinu says like this. I'm reading the, when it's the words of Rabbi Nachman, so I have to read them. I cannot. Rabbi Nachman says like this. Ki yesh kama b'chinot b'yetzara, because there is a few aspects of the Yetzara. Ki yesh bnei adam nemuchim megushamim, there are people, like me, which are low and physical. Shayetzara shelayim ugam ken yetzara nemuchim megusham. That their Yetzara, their desire for bad, okay, it's also low and physical. והרוב, היצרה שלהם אדומים בעצמם. And most people, their יצרה is the actual blood that's going through their body. היינו אדם שבחלל עצמני שהוא בתקפו, meaning the blood which is in the left part of the heart, it's very powerful. ועיקר הבלבולים שלהם, and most of their confusions in life, is מאחירת מביבור אדמים from the confusion and filth that they have in their bloods. ובאמת מי שיש לו דעת צח כלשהו, and really one who has even a little bit of דעת צח, which means pure דעת, pure knowledge of Hashem, this יצר הרע, היצר הרע הזה הוא אצלו שטות גדול ושיגעון, it's a complete nonsense and craziness. What, to crave food? To crave women? What am I... I have to go to an institution. That's why we came here, by the way. It was a mental institution.
Well, that's what
for those who at least know that what they desire is a lust and they're not supposed to want it. So they come to this mental institution and they get cured with Hashem.
Yeah.
Then, really, a person, if he had a little bit of that, he would know that it's not even a test to covet and to want all these things.
That's
Rabbi
Nachman saying that?
Yeah. Answer Shumit Gabrut. He needs no overcoming to fight this, to overcome this Yetzirah.
Did he watch it on TV?
יכול להיות. ואפילו מה שנחשב בעיני ההמון לניסיון גדול, and even what's considered in the eyes of most people as the great test, כגון ניסיון שתבת ניהו, for example, a test for a lust for immorality, who it's לא שטות, by him it's nonsense, it's not ולא נחשב לו לשום ניסיון כלל, it's not considered for him for a test at all. כי מי שיש לו שום דעת, this is not me, one who has a little bit of דעת, ויודע מעט מגדולת בננו מורן הבורא יתברך שמו, and knows a little bit of the greatness of our master, the creator, blessed is he. כמו שכתוב, blessed is his name. שמו, his name. כמו שכתוב, like it says in Tehillim, כי אני ידעתי גדול השם אדוננו מכל אלוקים, because I knew that Hashem is great and our master is great than all other gods. ואי אפשר להסביר את זה לא בכתב לא בעל פה. רבינו says it's something what we're reading here, we can't explain further than what we said here. You can't write it, you can't explain it even verbally. כי גדולת השם יתברך הוא רק לכל אחד לפי מה דבשל בדיבי. The greatness of Hashem is, you can't explain what it is. Each one is what he understands in his heart. Like the Zohar says, what's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshat Vayera, Nada b'sharim ba'ala. Kol echad lefi ma nishar lo, each one can know Hashem, only what he understands in his heart. No one can tell you how great Hashem is, what you feel is Hashem's greatness. Mi shezocheh leshaer b'libo gdulat Hashem yitbarach, and one who merits to estimate in his heart the greatness of Hashem, בוודאי אצלו זה אינו נחשב שום דבר לניסיון. Of course by him, all this is not considered a test even. ואין צריך שום התגברות על זה, and he doesn't need to overcome this at all. רק שיש בחינת יצרה שהוא מלאך קדוש. But besides this, there is an aspect of יצרה, which is the holy angel. And even though it's a holy angel, it's a יצרה. וצריך להתגבר ולמלט ממנו מאוד, and one needs to overcome and run away from him very much. היינו בחינות גבורות, בחינות דינים, which is גבורות and דינים, whatever that means. וזה הבר דעת שיש לו היצר הרע, and this person who has that, who has this יצר הרע, the second one, the high one, whatever that is, אנו בברורות בדינים, וצריך להתגבר עליו להמתיק הדינים שיהיה רק כולו טוב. And he has to overcome the sweet old judgments that will be only good. הנה מבואר, אוקיי, עד כאן זה ליקוטי מוהר"ן. הרב אריש says. So it explains in the words of the Rabbein that even the most difficult taiva that we're fighting, which is considered in the eyes of the world as a very difficult test, is practically nonsense. It's a very low taiva, and not only we need to nullify it.
When did he say this? How long ago was this?
Who, Rabbeinu?
Yeah.
18. 200
years ago.
220
years ago.
Well, the world has changed.
No, he wrote it for us.
I think he
wrote it exactly for this generation. Because in this generation, what lust for women was there?
Say it again, in this generation what?
In his generation, what lust for women was there?
I think this generation a lot more because we're exposed a lot more, I think.
And that's why we have the ability to fight.
But he doesn't seem like he's having any pity. Right?
No, he's just telling you they were idiots.
They don't know where we are?
Yeah, we still have lust for women, so we don't have knowledge of Hashem.
This I agree.
That's all he's saying.
Yeah.
And that you could have knowledge of Hashem. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
By praying.
Go to the field, yeah. It's another thing that grows on the trees.
You gotta show me which fields you go to. Special field?
There's a few fields, I'll show you.
Yeah? Wednesday.
Did you say, I don't know if I heard this correctly, that the place that the Yetzer Hara lives in our body is in the blood?
Yeah. In the heart. In the heart.
In the heart, not in the blood.
In the blood, which is in the heart on the left side. Exactly there. That with David HaMelech it says, his left side is hollow. There's no blood there at all. There's no Yetzirah at all. In Alpha, it's like he shechted the Yetzirah. Slaughtered him, like the Gemara says. We all slaughtered the Yetzirah. In our own aspect. In a little bit. That's not... Nothing in Judaism is black and white. It's all gray.
Right.
Whatever you do is good. Do more. You have more das, you have less lust. The ultimate level is that you have complete das and you have no lust. But you can have, I'm sure that each one in this room has different levels of how much das you have, and therefore how much lust he doesn't have for women, he doesn't have, or for any other type.
You're saying by having knowledge
of Hashem.
You'll be freed of all these.
Free! You'll be free, that's the word!
Freedom.
We'll be. But that's the freedom, I guess.
Freedom of all your.
Yeah, you'll be controlling yourself. You're in control. The whole world is looking at.
You're in control.
The whole world is looking, what? You can restrict yourself. They're going to control you. The opposite. We're going to control the whole world. I'm not going to look where I don't want to look. And I'm not going to get angry when I don't want to get angry.
What happened to the look but don't touch thing? Is that not...
That's the Chanukah.
Yeah, no, but you know.
We used to sing that song also, not only about Chanukah candles, yes.
Because it gives you the wrong...
Asur.
Yeah.
The kids. So we want to take the stories of Levi Tzvi Bendel.